Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
You know, I mean, I think you deal with this every day, Dee Dee. There's this perfect scenarios that we want, right? We don't want any vaccines. We don't want any wormers. We don't want any of this and that. We don't want any stress. We don't want to give heart guard. We don't want to, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And then there's people that we love that feel that they have to do it. Okay, well, how can we protect the vulnerable one, which is the dog? How do we protect them if this is going to happen? And it happens every day. So, you know, I try not to judge people. I just try to help them with their current situation. And sometimes that involves discussing with them that you can't add to immunity. Like with vaccinations, rabies is required by law in all 50 states. I get that. I understand. It's not required by law in Canada, which I love, but it's required by law in the United States. And a lot of people, sometimes vets won't even see you if you have that, don't have that rabies vaccine at least every 3 years. So, you know, that can be a problem. But let's talk about all the other vaccines. Like, you know, I'm going to say it, and I keep saying it. Parvo, distemper, lepto, Lyme, and all of the other vaccines that your vet may tell you about are not required by law. They're not required by law. There's no law saying that you have to have that for your dog. Okay. If you get your puppy vaccines, again, you can protect them. I try to wait as long as possible as I can, but if you get your one puppy vaccine and you go about your day, you know, once your dog, and you could titer your dog, it's not foolproof, but you could titer your dog and see where your dog's at in their immunity levels. And then you cannot add to immunity. That is the thing. You cannot add to immunity. If your dog gets vaccinated in 2001 and they are completely covered, they have their antibodies, they're doing good. In 2022, by getting another vaccine, you're not helping your dog. You are not adding to their immunity. You cannot add it. It's not a piggy bank. You know, it's not a piggy bank. You either have it or you don't. And you know, I titered my dogs for years. I had one dog, I've had about 16 dogs, and I had one beagle. Her name was Mrs. Beasley. She came with my farm. She was there when I drove up with the keys. I'm like, oh, I guess we have a beagle now. She was there when I went and looked at the farm too, which is hilarious. They were like, well, let's just leave the beagle. She was a great dog. But she traveled all 36 acres of the farm, right? And she would get in fights with things that had rabies. I titered her probably every 3 years. I would titer. 1 year, she did not titer for rabies. Okay. I vaccinated her for rabies and I knew the vet at the time and he gave her her weight appropriate dose of vaccine, which was a very small amount. Titered her again the next year. She was fine. That was the only vaccine she ever gave her. I supported her body before and after. And she was fine. She lived until I think she was probably about 19 when she died. She was just a great dog. I got her when I think she was about, 8 or 9 years old. My other dogs have never, like I never revaccinated them for parvo and distemper. Parvo is a puppy problem. You know, distemper can be a puppy problem and an old dog problem. But if you work on that immune system, you're never, ever going to need it. And then you can work with a homeopathic vet to do no-sods if you're worried about that. You know, contact Todd Cooney. He's a lovely vet.
Yes, I've interviewed him.
Yeah, Di Blanco, lovely homeopathic vet. I think there's a, there's a bunch of them that are just lovely. And you know, you can work with different types of holistic vets over the Zoom. And, you know, some people say, well, I can't board my dog unless I vaccinate them every year. Let that boarding place know that you are not boarding there. The more people that we let boarding places know that we are not going to vaccinate every year, if they don't have people that come to board there, they will change their ways. I boarded dogs and never, ever required vaccines. Of course, 99% of the dogs that came to me were vaccinated. Okay. But I never required it. And I never had a, you know, I never required kennel cough. I usually talked people out of kennel cough vaccines. I never had a single case of kennel cough in my facility because it was a kennel free facility. You know, dogs were running outside. We had 5 acres fenced. You know, get a pet sitter if you can't board your dog.
Amen, well, sister.
My dog needs a daycare. No, he doesn't. He doesn't need a daycare if he has to be vaccinated to go there and have kennel cough vaccine. Bring him outside for a good, you know, walk him for a good hour. You will be better off yourself and your dog will be better off.
Convenience kills, folks.
It does. It does. Convenience kills. And it's sad. And I don't want to poo-poo anyone's lifestyle, but you know, there are some facilities out there that will take a titer in lieu, show them the titer. There is no law that I know of. I could be wrong, but not when I was, and it wasn't that long ago that I had a kennel-free facility. I checked all the laws. There is no law for any boarding facility, any groomer, to take that many vaccines. My insurance company did not require it. They required rabies vaccine, right? Well, we're not going to talk about that, but everyone had the rabies, at least one. They never said how many.
Right.
They never, ever, ever said how many in my insurance, on my insurance policy. They were more concerned with dangerous dogs being boarded, you know, like your Rottweilers and your pit bulls and stuff, which, you know, whatever. It was sad, but I couldn't board those dogs. But get a pet sitter, get someone that your dog actually knows and doesn't feel stressed about. You know, if you have a small dog, find a friend. I mean, I would do whatever it took to find someone to watch my dog when I'm out of town. You know,
I would too.
Pay them.
Yeah. Of course, my dogs go with me everywhere, right? So they don't have to be boarded. But I want to get your response to this statement, since you just said what you said, Rita. The statement is this: we don't have a rabies problem in America because we have the rabies vaccine.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm just going to use Mrs. Beasley as an example. What risk is your dog at from getting rabies? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. The average American dog gets 15 minutes of exercise per day and they're on a leash. Okay. They are on a leash. Most dogs are on a leash. Okay. If you're running your dog on 36 acres of wooded terrain, right? All the time, their probability goes up. Okay. They goes up. Okay. How many dogs are we talking about there? And they can have one rabies vaccine and be good for their lifetime. Most of them can. Dogs are individuals. Dogs are individuals. People are individuals. So no, it is not because we have the rabies vaccine. Because the main pool of dogs, and I'm going to go probably 95% of all dogs are not at risk for getting any type of rabies throughout their lifetime. They're on a leash. And most dogs are required to be on a leash. You know, And I'm going to say it, Dee Dee, one of the most dangerous places to bring your dog in the entire world is a dog park.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. More dogs get sick at a dog park. More dogs get bitten at a dog park. More dogs have traumatic experiences that their nervous system does not appreciate at a dog park. Okay. Dog parks are not the answer. But what dog parks are really great for is herd immunity. So my little Figgy Nubbins, who has not been vaccinated for rabies, has a full rabies titer. I wonder how that is. Was she born with a rabies vaccine inside of her? No. What we did was we basically took her to the edge of the dog park in town. And we let her sit in the grass for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then we went home. And we did that twice a week for a month.
I love it. And
she is she titers just fine for rabies. She titers fine for parvo, distemper, and rabies. So that's the only thing I test for. But
So Rita, would you say that this idea that a puppy is not allowed to go around other dogs until it gets all of its shots is not correct? Or
I would not bring a puppy to a dog park. I wouldn't. Okay. So parvo is a cleanliness issue. Okay. And you can actually, what's very interesting is you can actually call most veterinarians in your area or an emergency vet and find out if there's parvo in your area. Okay. Because they have to track that. Yes. Parvo is something that you need to be aware of, but the chances of your dog getting parvo is slim, because most parvo cases come from rescue dogs in a rescue situation. A lot of rescue dogs will have parvo because they are in horrible conditions. Okay. And they're in horrible conditions. And you can work with a homeopath to do a parvo no-sode. I did parvo no-sodes as well. And want to know why, Dee Dee? Because my little Figgy Nubbins, she had a really snotty nose one day. And she couldn't, I freaked out. I freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, Figgy Nubbins. She was just a baby. You know, I ran her to the emergency vet because I thought that she couldn't breathe. Okay. And it just seemed to me like she was having a hard time breathing. And unfortunately, one of the dogs that was at the emergency vet had parvo. Mm. So I called my homeopathic vet right away. And she said, give her 3 pellets of parvo no-sode. And that's it. Wait and let me know how she is in 3 days. She was fine. She displayed a few symptoms of parvo from the no-sode, like, you know, just like she had a little more, the fluid from her nose was less viscous, and it, you know, was running pretty steadily for a day, and that was it. I do think you need to be a little careful where you're bringing your dog. You're not bringing down around uncleanly situations or places where you're going to find a lot of dogs in horrible situations. And I don't know who's doing that, but you know, but you can bring them around for a short period of time around another dog and then make it very short, 5 to 10 minutes. And then you go home and then, you know, you titer your dog. But again, most people, Dee Dee, are getting those first shots. I mean, we have to admit it. Most people are getting those first shots. And the unfortunate part, they're getting those shots every year, which right. just isn't good. So what can we do for, you know, I think, you know, it's like the jigsaw puzzle, Dee Dee. What's the best advice? My best advice for someone is if you're getting those first shots, don't get any more. Don't get any more, and work with someone to help you protect them and their body deal with those first shots. Don't get any more. And if you're feeling, you know, sometimes people get, you know, they, you get comfortable with something like, oh, okay, we only had first shots. We're 5 years old and we're doing fine. Yeah, of course you're doing fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. Your dog's going to be great, right? And then don't get them again. And then there's some people that are really into, you know, they've got their natural rearing boots on, right? They're in the natural rearing world, and they have enough confidence to not get that parvo and distemper. What do you do? Work with a good homeopath, a homeopathic veterinarian, and say, you know what? I don't want to get that parvo and distemper. What can I do? I'm worried about leptospirosis. What can I do? A good homeopathic veterinarian will give you a leptospirosis program in case your dog were to show any symptoms of that. You know, lepto is not a death sentence. Does it kill a lot of dogs? Sure, it does. But, you know, we could talk about how many dogs get really sick from the lepto vaccine. So, you know, that there's pros and cons, but I'll tell you right now, the only vaccine that's required by law is rabies.
And sometimes we need to learn how to. Sometimes we need to learn how to lie. Okay. So
yes.
Whole other conversation. Rita, how are you allowed to speak? How are you allowed to make so much sense in the world when so many people are being censored? I mean, you know, you're totally outside of the mainstream. You totally make sense. How are you not being shut down?
I don't speak very much.
You're hiding.
Well, I mean, I'm. So I try to follow this same guidelines as a veterinarian, but like veterinarians are not allowed to speak out against vaccines in general.
Right.
But not a lot of them. The ones that are not required by law, but that, you know, the R vaccine, you know, you don't hear me saying a lot about it because I was taught that if I want to stay in business, you know, I just say, you know, if it was my dog, I don't get anything unless I'm forced to get it. And I live a lifestyle in which I'm not forced.
Well, and also, Rita, come on. Some people just don't push back. And
are you talking about veterinarians?
Just people in general. I mean, when we say, well, I'm forced. So my German Shepherd she cut open her leg year and a half ago. So she had to go to get it sewn up. And the question was, is she, you know, what kind of food does she eat? I said, kibble. I'm not going to say raw. I said, kibble. And they also said, is she current under vaccines? Absolutely. Right. That's all I said. And because I just wanted my dog to get in there and get her leg sewn up and come back out.
Yeah. But for your lifestyle, she is current under vaccines.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, according to your lifestyle, she is current on her vaccines. You know, I mean, it depends on, Didi, it really depends on where area of the country you live in. You know, I consult with so many people. I've consulted with thousands and thousands and thousands of dogs, dog owners. It depends on where you live in the country. And for me, I would rather drive 3 hours to see a veterinarian who is not going to have that conversation with me than try to deal with my local veterinarian. And I would, you know, I mean, that is the thing. Like, I would rather drive 3 hours, and the emergency vet never cares because you're in an emergency status and no one cares. I've never met an emergency vet that even had that conversation. But one thing that I hear over and over again from people is that my vet is pressuring me. Here's the thing. Get yourself a holistic vet online that you can work with over Zoom this is so effective, Didi, so effective, that you can use in your conversation with your conventional vet. Because when you're under the care of another vet, the conventional vet tends to give you a lot of more respect. Like, I have given that advice for so long, and it helps so much in those areas of the country where people have problems with conversations with their veterinarian, or, you know, and you're like, well, I can't find one local. Like, again, I don't bring my dog to the vet very much, but when I do, I'd rather drive. I don't care if I have to drive 3 or 4 hours. I just don't care because I'm not going to go there very much, you know? And I just think it's important to find that, you know, when I said, you know, the rabies vaccine is required by law. Well, it's required by law. Absolutely. But I can't remember the last time
just like Neely, when you said that, that's so funny.
I just go about my business. And so, you know, also there's that whole, like, and, you know, I don't even know hardly anything about this, which is insane, but it's true. I told you at the beginning, I'm not going to answer any question. I can't. People say, well, you know, I have to register them with the city. I've never registered my dog with anything.
Me neither.
I mean, ever in my whole life. I don't even know how to register my dog with the city. You do not have to register your dog with the city. Now, there are gated communities and controlled communities that will enforce certain things. I would move. But number two, okay, I can't move, Rita. Okay, again, I go back to the conversation we had before. If you are forced to give that rabies vaccine, you can do so many things to help the body deal with it. And then I would work really hard at finding someone to exempt you. Now, there are some states that don't even take exemptions. Then again, you know, I just put my hat on. I act like a sheep. I put my nose to the ground and I don't bother anybody. I live my life with my dog in my house and through my neighborhood and try to behave.
Right. There is a way, folks. There absolutely is. And I want to say there is a way for you to work with Rita, because you can go to her website, canineherbalist.com. Rita Hogan, H-O-G-A-N, the canine herbalist. Oh my gosh.
I'm a canine herbalist.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not the, I'm a.
Okay. Yeah, right. Got it.
I'm a clinical canine herbalist. I also work with humans, but the only animals I work with are dogs, and it's my niche and I love it. So.
But you are still available. I mean, I don't know how you have time, but you are still available, right? If people want to go to your site, there's a great course on here, folks, that you can do at your own pace. It's only $75, well worth your time. It's called Canine Energetics.
And that is how to learn how to start seeing your dog as an individual. And I go through a ton of herbs and how to use that for your dog. It's about preventative medicine, a preventative care. And it is, yeah, it's worth its weight in gold. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely course. And I do have time. I have a waiting list. It's not that long. You know, I have a full-time clinical practice. I have a shop. I carry a lot of the medicine that I make myself. I carry phytoembryonic therapy. I carry Adored Beast products, Four Leaf Rover, some animal essentials, CBD dog health. I carry my own brand of CBD. And that's growing every day. And I've got a lot of great things coming up in the future, including a couple books and a level one canine herbalism course.
It's amazing. And don't forget, the Farm Doc Naturals is on there as well. That product.
Oh yes. And I carry I carry the product, and boy, was that weird, making a wholesale order for my own products. I carry a line of products that I started in 2003, incorporated with another, really great, dog behaviorist, Lynn Higgins, in 2007. And, we just handed it off to, I'm still overseeing everything right now. for probably about the next year to a lovely company in Arizona.
So, awesome. Yeah, yeah. We love that line. I carry the Salvation, the Restore, and the Anti-Stress. And I want to tell you, Rita, that I actually sent the Anti-Stress to someone I know right now who's dealing with a cancer diagnosis. I sent it to them for themselves. I said, listen, you're stressed out. Use this.
Yeah, it really does help. It really does help. Yeah. And I carry those products too. And, I'm here to help. My whole goal is to get in the next 10 years, to do a lot of teaching, a lot of speaking now that things are starting to open up again. And really get this message out on how to work with your dog. I have a private Facebook group. You just have to type in Canine Herbalist. I'm starting my own community. And I'm also starting a podcast, but I'm only going to have my podcast once a month. And it's called Dogs or Individuals. It won't be out until almost May. And it's just going to be on my community. I've got a lot of things coming up. And my main goal is just to get this message out. Like, you know, you're getting your message out, Dee Dee.
Well, you know, I committed to something and I must have been drinking at the time when I committed to this. I committed to doing 5 podcasts a week, Rita.
And I could never, ever do that much.
I don't know if at this pace. Now, what I do is I do these short ones, right? Monday through Thursday, I do like 10-minute, 15-minute podcast on little specific things. And then Dr. Judy Jasek and I do a more in-depth podcast on Friday. But even at that pace, I'm just like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? I'm only in the second month. So we'll see if I can keep that pace up. But there's so much that we could talk about. It's amazing. You are such a wealth of knowledge. One of my favorite guests I've ever had, really. Just such passion for helping the dogs in the world, just like we do here. But I have no idea about, you know, all I know about is food. And so there's this next level that my listeners, I wanted to introduce them to, so that they can begin to help them help their pets.
And well, take that energetics course and it will blow your mind.
I'm going to take that energetics course. Of course, that, of course it's at your own pace. It may take me forever with everything else.
But it's actually pretty short. So, okay, good. It's not that, I mean, you could probably take the course in a weekend, so it's not long.
I'm not Neely. You know, Neely Piazza, of course, she's one of your students. This girl takes so many courses, reads so many books. It's incredible. I'm just like, she'll send me another course that she's taking and another book and another book. And I'm like, Neely, when do you have time to read all these books?
I totally can concur. People, my household, they listen to a ton of podcasts. Right. And I'm like, God, you know, how do you have time? Cause I'm not the type of person that can kind of listen to a podcast and do something else. I'm not a multitasker. So like, I have to sit down and listen to something cause I'm usually taking notes. And, it's a lot. You have to take care of yourself. So, you know,
right. You've inspired me to maybe not work. I don't know. Maybe not work as much. I've got to figure that out and to, get outside a lot more and take care of myself. And it's hard when you run a business, right? Like you do and I do.
Oh yeah. And when you work on your computer, it's hard.
Yeah, but I'm going to, because cancer is real.
It is real. And you know what's crazy, Dee Dee? Is that, and you know, here's the thing. Someone said to me about, you know, this pandemic stuff. Someone said to me, I said, did you know that 19 million people will be diagnosed with cancer this year? I think we're in our second full year of the pandemic. Okay. So that's, 38 million people have been diagnosed with cancer since the pandemic start, approximately. Okay. And someone said, well, it's not contagious. Is that really true? Like, it's not contagious the way that, COVID-19 is contagious, totally get that. However, 38 million people have been diagnosed with cancer in the last 2 years, approximately, in this world, right? That is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And cancer has reached into all of our families, all of our, just all of our communities, and is ravaging, you know, just ravaging it. And there's a problem. So, you know, it's, we need to work on our terrain. We need to work on our stress levels. We need to work on our food systems. So, you know, I mean, I think the work that you're doing is fabulous, and cancer is real.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've got to do everything we can to get that stress down and feed our terrain, as you said. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today. Remember, you can find more of Rita's work, canineherbalist.com. Her talk out there is called Expectations in Healing. If we Google that, can we find that talk, Rita?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, send me a link. And then also she's going to send me a link and maybe I can get her permission to also post it on the website about the protocol, the article that you wrote,
The Herbal Academy, yes. The rabies protocol.
Yes, that would be great. So you guys can have that too. But I would encourage you to get over to Rita's site, take a look at the course, take a look at the supplements, work with her, get your dog to that next level, and also get your dog on a species appropriate diet. We can help. We have that I'm overwhelmed button right there on my website because I hear it all the time. Just push that. We'll be glad to help you because here at Raw Dog Food & Co., your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.